So we're going to hear next from Megan Efford, Department of Anthropology, Gooseneck Barnacles, and the Archaeology of Nechanuth Shellfish Management.
Imagine you're at a five-star restaurant in Vancouver, BC. In front of you is a plate full of an odd crustacean, one with a long stalk and what looks like a head covered in gray shell plates. You twist off the outer layer and bite into the stalk, tearing the head away. The texture is like calamari and it tastes almost like crab. It's one of the more expensive items on the menu and you've never seen anything quite like it. They love the exposed, wave-beaten rocks of the intertidal zone and are available year-round. But their peak season is in the winter, when low tides, when they're more accessible, are at night. This is the gooseneck barnacle, a creature that has been part of Northwest Coast diets for thousands of years. And while we're seeing a resurgence of this shellfish in a recently reopened New Chalmers fishery up in Clayquot Sound, we see the persistence of this shellfish in the archaeological record. Their shell plates resemble a pinky fingernail. They're fragile and often small, and the ways in which we look for them archaeologically don't catch all of them. My thesis asks the question, how frequently do gooseneck barnacles appear in Barkley Sound archaeological sites? Rather than looking at how much there is, I'm looking at how often they occur to get a big picture of use across multiple sites in the study region. A high frequency of occurrence, or high ubiquity, suggests regular use. As archaeologists, we often take and analyze many small samples from sites to get an idea of what resources people were using there, how they constructed their world around them, and what they ate. These samples are often treated as representative of the entire site. We often miss key information, including the sheer quantity of the material, as well as more rare species. Some shellfish are considered rare because we just don't see much of them archaeologically. Goosenecks are one of the rare shellfish because their shell plates don't preserve well, aren't accounted for, or fall through to a small fraction size that is often disregarded due to time pressure. Every time we see goosenecks in the samples for this project, they're marked as present. And using this method, I can map the distribution of gooseneck barnacles across time and space. Using conventional methods at Keith Island up in Barkley Sound, rare shellfish only made up 2% of the overall shellfish assemblage. But by calculating their ubiquity, goosenecks alone were present in 50% of the same samples from the same site. Using this approach, we can have a better idea of this little creature's story on the west coast of Vancouver Island.